this
record
company
this
running, and then
fucking
he
scene.
died.
I'm recording this process.
He died, and he died, and then at that point, the supernatural deals could not hold themselves anymore.
Ah, nothing's worse than a devil Ponzi scheme. You
So,
give souls to pay off the people who sold you their souls.
You have summoned Ponziel.
All right, question. You said that it's internet whiz kids on the path to destruction.
That was what I said. Not what Matt said.
But is that basically are the people like that work at Groupon like mostly?
I mean, a lot of them are. A lot of them are. They're all. They're mostly programmers or some support people. There's obviously some salespeople who work on, you know, closing deals with, who work on closing deals and getting people interested in signing up with a company and stuff like that. There's accounts, legal. I mean, Groupon is like 8 floors of this building.
Okay. Do we work on the same floor? Like,
are we all
accountants?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is the way the office structure is, like, you'll have accountants and sales and support like all on the same floor.
Okay.
Like, there are kind of divisions and stuff like that, but it's.
All right. I'm gonna play a programmer.
Okay.
I had a great idea, but there's no way I'd be able to take this game seriously if I did it. Sadly,
what
so
is
I
it?
Can't
I'm
do
curious
it.
Curious now.
My idea was. It's like a Ponzi scheme, huh? Like a Ponzi scheme. So clearly, the greatest salesman of the company is Albatross, is Archibald Albatross.
God damn it. you're gonna play a snake oil salesman for a software company? Well, I guess for an internet service company.
To be fair, the only difference is now they wear cargo shorts and sandals instead of long coats and mustaches.
like,
and they drive hybrids
like
instead of wagons.
And they're wearing mustaches.
I say I have this elixir that will make your genitals grow 3 times as big.
I call it Viagra.
Oh, man.
If it continues to work for over 4 hours, please consult me. No, wait. Don't do that.
I was help funded by my friend who was a Nigerian prince.
If your organ has not increased in size, then merely call out that your organ is still small and I will give you a full refund.
Nice. Like, yeah. That, like that old the Simpsons episode where Homer and his dad are going around the country selling the revitalizing tonic. And Homer's trying to make the sales pitch. It's, excuse me, sir. You look like you look like you're sexually inadequate. And then he finds out the grandpa's an amazing pitchman.
Yeah. I was gonna like there's a bit in Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels where they're trying to get a bunch of money together. And one of the guys says, "Okay, what we're gonna do? We're gonna put out an ad for this." Thing, you know, this dildo in men's magazines. It'll we'll say it's the best thing ever, space age technology and all this. So we get all these guys to send in their checks, and then we just say we'll make it something nice, like, you know, flowers or, you know, something nice and easy, and then we'll say it didn't work out, and then we'll send them back a check from Buttfuckers Incorporated, and say all they have to do is take it to the bank and cash it. It's like, we'll pull in a ton of money from this. No one will go cash that check. He's like, and Jason stayed with him. He's like, that's great, but he's gonna break our legs if we don't have the money in a week.
Oh. I like the Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels was basically Snatch.
Before Snatch, I believe.
I don't know. One of them was the other movie.
I think so. Yeah,
they were very similar, but considering they were made by the same director with the same star and. One was Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels was a little more English.
Or whatever. What was the joke name of that?
Rounding
one?
Round a Rero.
Don't you go round a Rero.
I really like Chippy or Gypsy. Never. Seems like an awful lot of violence for a small amount of money.
Like, that's Guy Ritchie's mode of operation. That's what he does, and he does it well.
I just remember.
I totally watch another Snatch or another Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels with minor differences.
I just remember at the end of Snatch, I wanted when Brad Pitt's character left, I wanted him just to speak like completely understandable English.
Yeah.
It's just like he's just been fucking with them the entire movie.
Hello, do you like dags?
Well, to be fair, his entire character was based on the fact that someone said that they couldn't understand anyone in Lock, Stock, and Barrel.
Yeah.
That they had to... So he made him in...
Oh, dogs. Yes, I like dogs.
What?
I was finishing Kevin's joke.
Yeah. when he first meets him, he's like, do you like dags? Statham's like, what's a dag? He's like, you know, dags. And he points to a dog. Dags. Like, oh, dogs. Where's the section on character creation?
It is page 42.
That's at the very end of the book.
Yes.
Also, the character sheet that Matt posted, it has the costs of things listed.
Okay.
It doesn't have traits. Traits are the only things that aren't listed in there.
Oh, right, yeah. Traits.
I don't even know that I'm going to buy any traits.
I need to look at those.
Maybe. I will make a tetragrammaton cleric. He will have very high equilibrium.
Nemesis, tell me.
Let's not do that.
What?
Get it.
I was not a huge fan of that movie. It's the action scenes were okay, but everything else was so overdone.
What movie?
Equilibrium.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Yeah,
it.
And even the action scenes weren't that good. Like,
yeah, I mean they were tolerable. You know, they had
it was
a few
like
good moments,
like
but...
things. I just remember there's a scene in there where like. I'm trying to remember. There are a couple scenes in there where, like, Christian Bale's character, like, the gun kata's cool, but they did it wrong. They did it, like, really... There's one part in there where Christian Bale, like, he's point blank to six guys, and he somehow unloads a full clip of ammunition into each of them before they finally fall to the ground. Like, they're all very clearly dying. He's just shooting them and pushing them back more. Like, fucking Devil May Cry style.
I think my
keeping
favorite
them
part
aloft
was
on a cushion of bullets.
When he killed half a dozen men to protect a puppy.
Yeah, kills everybody to protect the puppy. The most baffling thing was the freaking bad guy just made no sense. He was just like the random middle manager who happened to be working with him the whole time.
And then he cuts off that man's face.
Aw.
Also, if you don't want to use the table, I mostly put the table in because it was nice for formatting. I put that lightweight version down at the bottom. If you just want to write in the skills, you put points in. Because this game has a shit ton of skills.
Yeah,
I counted. I pruned this list down, and there are still 57 skills on this table.
Huh. So these are only the important ones?
Yeah, like
what
they're
is hand weave,
hand weapon. I didn't want to split lines. And if
that's,
I put if
no,
I put and if I put hand web, it would be too long.
Can I?
I'm not criticizing.
Can I invent a trait?
Let me look at that section. Nemesis.
There is a thing that says you can invent traits. So you just gotta like, pitch it to your GM. But I was just going to
I guess traits are kind of like intrinsic, so they kind of work in that way. Let me take a look at traits.
It's gonna be it's a mundane trait. Just look at scientific explanation.
Scientific explanation.
I'm half tempted to wonder if I should try and join or I don't know.
So
Hannah, 1 to 10. How intense is this, Matt?
It's gonna be kind of intense.
Charlie, we're playing a horror game. What makes you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, I was like.
Let's see. So you can...
That's why...
It's school of mind plus science. You can make mind plus equilibrium when forced to make a madness check on the unnatural gauge. Oh, you can choose... Okay, you can choose to make a... what are you going to try and replace that with?
Actually, shit. Hold on. No, never mind. Never mind. I'm just going to put a lot of points in equilibrium.
Sounds good.
Never mind. So I was trying because basically I have a I was trying to think of like some sort of like obligation trait.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause I'm playing a character who has a kid, and the idea would be that in some measure of duress that they would like think to that and be like, yeah, I'm not gonna die.
Okay.
But I just put a lot of points in equilibrium.
Also, having you know like. As part of writing this playtest, I made monsters, and the monster generation rules for this are kind of... Like, there's no, there's, they have some monsters in the back, but they all have, like, wildly varying point values. So, it's like even, it has even less focus on what's important than, like, Wild Talents does. Like,
then again, to be fair, monsters are supposed to be, like,
I mean, there's
situational.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just like I don't know why you wrote all these rules for it and then just kind of said, "Yeah, do what you want." So I hope no one takes issue with me just kind of bypassing the monster generation rules and falling to Dennis Dittwiller's "Do what you want."
Yeah, that's I won't take issue for that. 12 times 2 is 24. Charlie, if you want to play, I mean,
yeah, I'll see if I can. If
you can always make a character and play for a bit, and if you can't, then just pop out.
If it gets too scary, my character goes insane.
They leave. They're done.
Nope, I'm done. I'm done with this.
Yeah,
throws down gun, like, just walks out of reality.
And you know, if it's just a one-off, it won't probably stress me out as much as if
also, I don't know, really. I tend to find that I have the opposite problem. I get more nervous in one-offs because in campaigns, I'm usually pretty sure that nothing completely terrible is going to happen.
Also, yeah, because this is a one-off and because it's a playtest, and I'm familiar with the rules because it's a lot like Wild Talents. In fact, it copy-pastes sections from Wild Talents to describe some things, but some of the rules are different.
Some of the stuff looks
don't
familiar.
Get mad if I kill you. It's also a horror game, so that's another thing that happens.
No, that's okay.
Fake name generator, give me a character.
Terrence Bradshaw.
Just if you do kill anyone, just give him a cool death.
Yeah, no, I can guarantee you that all the deaths in this are going to be cool.
Okay, what's an administration specialist?
Administrative specialist? Like your management. Like upper management.
Okay, so that's too high. I'll do again. I did the JoJo Holding. Actually, I'll use that name and just hit again.
JoJo Holding?
I choose to believe the J initial is also Joe. Hotelling.
I guess to be fair, I've gotten a lot of... The last time I used fake name generator and picked, American names, I got Aaron Honeycutt.
That sounds awesome.
That's pretty rad, not gonna lie.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad that character lived, because they might be used in other things. Aaron Honeycutt, FBI Special Agent.
What game was that in?
Sam ran, a Delta Green game last Sunday.
Oh.
Or last Sunday morning. It was just me and...
Barnabas Keen.
Yeah, it was me and Josh and Coyote Cops.
Well, you can certainly get some interesting names if you go to Behind the Name and just choose all categories.
Yeah, but then you're picking it.
No. It generates a random name from any type of ethnicity.
God, why would you do that?
Because then I get a name like Baldrick Homer McLean. And tell me that it's not a great name.
No, I do. I like Baldrick McLean. That's silly.
Okay, I'll play the human resources then.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah.
You're lower upper management.
Lower. And make sure people aren't getting gropey in the coffee room.
You have many lectures on ethics. So many PowerPoints.
All right,
you have used that have been sent
from
other people.
How many points we get?
60.
60?
60.
All right.
Should be sales? Give me an excuse to have some good interpersonal skills that will be useless and immediately get me killed.
Sounds like a plan. Now you're thinking like Dennis Dettwiller.
Oh, God. Okay. So, here we go. Here we go, Matt. This is the character that I started out.
Let me look at this.
His points went by really fast.
Yeah, no, they do. I decided to start with low point characters just because.
They went by really fast.
Yeah, I know.
But I guess it makes sense. These are normal people's.
because you might as well err on the side of too low on a one off when it's okay if people die.
I just wanted to start. Yeah, they said this is like normal people. Normal people are like 50 to 60 points. Indiana Jones is like 75, and then Hellboy's 150.
Yep, pretty much.
All right, that's 25. Give her a buff in empathy.
And then you have Faye Irwin.
Yep.
Cool.
Should I? I think actually I will put this athletics in rather than athletics, put it in running.
All right.
She used to jog, I guess.
Why did you put points in taste?
I also produce touch.
Why did you put points in these things? I have them there for completeness, but I said if you wanted to lump them all into perception, I'd be cool with that.
Because,
why do you have points in taste and touch?
I don't know.
Put those points somewhere useful.
That's only five, because normally there's also smell, and I'm like, fuck that shit. Nobody's putting points in any
smell
of those.
Could be taste, too. Technically, there.
Smell sounds like it could be at least marginally more useful than taste.
Yeah, I just didn't, because it was the last one on the list.
Like, smell I could see maybe coming in. Maybe your character has an especially good nose, so when you smell some, like, dangerous substance, or, you know, you can smell, like, say, a chemical in the air or something. Whereas taste, it's like, at what point is a good idea to try and identify something you don't know by taste?
If you're tracking prey.
Other than immediately noticing you've been poisoned, I can think of no use for taste.
There, she can drive and swim.
If I ever put points into taste, I'm going to roll a taste every time I eat something.
Can't drive.
You shut the fuck up.
Also, you do not roll a lot of dice in this game.
No, you don't. It's a very... They really don't give you enough.
I mean, to be fair, I guess you get pips whenever you succeed a check ever.
Yeah, basically.
I didn't actually find the part where you can use the pip to like die conversion. I saw you can spend like 10 pips to make something a trump die, and then that was about it.
Pips to die conversion is character progression.
Or wait, no, you can spend them to turn them into that.
Yeah. Character advancement, you can spend 10 pips to buy a die in a skill, you can spend 20 points to buy a die in
stats. And then you can also, if you have supernatural, you can buy. I also like that they said, like, what are trump dice? Like, they're wiggle dice. We just felt it was weird to keep saying wiggle in a horror game.
Yeah, that's the greatest explanation ever. Just.
All right, well, I guess I'm ready whenever, then.
All right.
There we go. Spending pips in game. You can buy off damage by spending pips.
Well, let me make a note of how much stuff.
You can also alter rolls. If you spend 10 pips before a roll, you can expand the width by 1, 5, by 1. By 5 pips, you can increase the height. If the roll fails, you still lose the pips. Oh, so it doesn't
focus.
It doesn't actually focus like willpower. It just, you just increase the height or the width.
Yeah, you can still fail.
43, so 43. I'll add a point in. Okay, 2. So that's,
Oh, right, and if you have a trump die in something, then you never get pips, because then you pretty much succeed at all rolls. I mean, you get a match on everything, but there's a lot
on
height.
Yay.
All right, so gotta go balance all my character sheets and then also look at my notes.
Do it. Get your notes.
I got them here. I just have to, because I wrote some heights down for things. Excuse me.
With each dice you put in language, you get a new language, right?
Sure.
I don't know. Like,
does it say that anywhere?
I'll say for now, sure.
Or what? I think
language. Actually, you're supposed to take a language skill.
Yeah. You take the language, but you take it. You just specify a type. But it's like knowledge, and that. So if you want to speak a language other than English, presumably you would take.
I am at 48 right now. D1.
Also, there are some sections of just straight-up exposition in this game, so I hope you guys don't mind me, like, talking at you for parts of this.
That's cool.
Oh.
It's a playtest. It's a playtest. I needed a vehicle by which to test the game, so I plugged some things in.
It's cool. I'm on.
40, 51, 55.
I have a feeling I'm creating the character that's goal is to see how fast I can die.
No, I'm creating that character.
We are all creating that character. Why am I talking like this? I have a frog in my throat.
Okay, I need to stop that.
Now try sounding a little menacing, you'll start talking like the jackal. Add a little bit of English to that.
See, if I just do it with my standard voice, I sound like I'm one of JonTron's voices that he does on Game Grumps.
Oh yeah, which is that?
Just an ack.
All right, I think that is 60. So,
I think you're 60.
No, my character's like a 25.
I think you're fucking 60, Charlie. No, I'm just fucking with you. I think you're like 20.
I think you're something. Beautiful.
I'm 22, Nate. You know this.
I think you got a good mustache. That's what I think.
You got a good mustache on your shoulders.
I commend you on your mustache, Charlie.
And your and rows your upon rows of razor sharp shark teeth.
Please don't eat me. I don't want to die.
I, for one, welcome our new insect overlords. Oh, right, I forgot catch is a skill in this.
Oh, I have to put points in that.
Also, I did. Also, one of the things that I like.
Not catch.
One of the things that I like about this that it also has different armor rules, which are weird. Like light armor only stops shock damage. And like if you have hard armor, it works like medium armor for wild talents, which also works like armor from rain. Which is just like it's not gobbled ice. It's just
tough.
Yeah. It just reduces whatever its rating is of shock and killing damage.
Right.
And light armor does even less. Basically, like if you take killing damage and you have light, but then on the other side of things, that also means that Kevlar vests now have hardened armor or heavy armor ratings, and very few things have only light armor ratings. On the other side of things, though, it means that, like, some weapons have, like, 11 penetration.
Oh, dear.
Because armor ratings are ridiculous now. Also, I like that Nemesis has stats for a hydrogen bomb. It's 20 Trump dice with area 10 and penetration, like, 20.
Oh. Why does it even do that? Why don't you just die?
Also, because I think it's just there. I think it's just there for scale.
Okay.
What I found.
You're not living through 20 Trump dice of damage.
Well, really, because there's one trait that's just bulletproof. You cannot be hurt by bullets.
Oh, nice.
All firearms are useless. They cause no damage.
Huh, that's pretty cool.
What?
This thing you linked.
Yeah, oh. I did.
So what exactly would a salesperson do at this place, I have to ask? Like, are they just on the phone, like telemarketing, basically?
You're on the phone. You're working with accounts, and like you're trying. I mean, I've never worked sales, but it's a pretty universal position.
It would depend which side you work on. You'd either work with corporate clients trying to get them to offer deals that you put up on Groupon. So saying like, you know, hey, you know, we want you to put a coupon up here. Or you'd be on the other side trying to advertise Groupon to the public. But it'd be more like an admin job than a direct sales.
I like that. Wait, does this game really have bluff and lie as separate skills?
Yes, it does. I had to look that up specifically because I was very confused.
Does it say anything on that, or?
Yes, it says a bluff will almost always fall apart immediately. It only gets you through the moment, whereas a lie will be solid until evidence proves otherwise.
Bluff is basically fast talking. I imagine it's the kind of thing that would be easier to do, but it doesn't hold up to scrutiny. It's basically you're just saying whatever gets you out of this immediate moment, where a lie is more like, I'm going to plan something so that when people examine it, I'm not, nobody realizes anything. It says it basically usually holds up until there is evidence that directly counters yours, whereas Bluff's the kind of thing where a minute later they're like, wait a second.
But hey, bam, pipe the back of the head.
Take out the things in my bluff and see if I can find where are the traits in the PDF. If I have the PDF around here.
I jumped around them a couple times. Let me go. One of the nice things about a 50-page book, I can just scroll through it.
Yeah, page 42, right after building a character.
Oh, Manda's is online. Did she actually sleep at all today?
Yeah, she just woke up.
Okay.
String but no scissors. Were you allowed to tear it apart? Use your teeth? Yeah, teeth. Was it personal or in a team?
What? They just have knives on them?
They made your teeth? Well, probably people carrying pocket knives and stuff.
I guess. I just start.
What page was it on again?
I just start using my
42.
My keys at that point.
Or shortly after.
My keys. Or as I also my they're also my letter openers. String wasn't fucking around.
Well,
it was actually it was actually diamond monofilament.
Could I get the law in that I am human resources around here?
No, I think that generally implies a wider area than your office.
You have jurisdiction.
Have you never worked a place with human resources before? They are not respected.
I don't know.
They're necessary evil at
that. You under the jurisdiction of your office.
Can I?
If you want to waste your points, sure.
No, that could come in handy.
No,
under the jurisdiction of your office. The floor you work on. That's like being sheriff of a bathroom.
No, the floor I work on, which means I can get like a compatriot to come along with me if need be and punch things.
Oh, you need a compatriot to go punch things, do you?
Yeah, basically I get the
I think you made Matt laugh enough that he's just going to say yes.
I want to see how this goes. I'm curious. Do it. I want to see how you use this.
All
right. I want to see how this plays out.
Alright, let's see. I'll put that under stat skills. I have in bold.
Alright, tell me how terrible of a character this is.
I mean, they're all kind of. I mean, they're all people. That's the thing. They're all. You don't make a very powerful man in this. You got a lot of wrestling.
Yes.
There's a seduction skill you could use instead.
What?
You have throwing, hearing, also search. That's like if I
don't know what
if I were to boil these if I were to boil the skills down, I'd make it like perception and search. I think sense has like six things because they wanted it to not seem so low spectrum.
Probably. I think it's just one of those things where it is the same. Honestly, this is the problem with the one rule engine is they really want to make like honestly, I don't even know why they should just like.
You
want to
make it so skills aren't too powerful. They don't apply in too many areas.
That's what they did in the newer games. Dirty World and Better Angels just have like they have basically like monsters level skill charts, but they have a more complicated whole system to work everything out.
But I think part of the other problem too is that they really want three physical stats and three mental stats, except there's like no good reason for sense to be its own stat because it really only represents one thing. Sense should just be a skill under like mind. But I guess they want it to be physical because it's still physical perception.
Yeah. And I mean, there are plenty of people that are like that are smart, but are like really, flighty. It's the difference between intelligence and wisdom.
Right. No, I mean, I'm not saying that there shouldn't be knowledge skills to. It's just, it's one of those things where they want sense to be a stat, and there's just not enough it applies to, I think, to really make it a stat. I mean, we'll get wild talents where sense has, what, 3 skills under it?
Yeah.
So you made a character whose best skill is wrestling.
His best
skill is bluff.
His best skills are bluff, counsel, persuade, resist, and wrestling.
Alright. What's resist again?
Resist things like... Let me just read it.
It's what you roll like versus... It's what you roll like versus, like, fast talk and stuff like that.
You are unusually resistant to psychological and physical coercion such as torture, telepathic attack, and brainwashing.
Would you say my HR, human resource manager, would have resources too also?
I mean, if you want to play a rich guy, yeah, sure. I can tell you that's not going to come up in this.
No, resources is like how much information you have on hand.
Hmm.
Resources is the ability to call other people who can get you info, basically.
So you want to have contacts? I can tell you safely that's not going to come up in this.
Right.
If you buy that, it's really it. Unlike your law of the office, which I this other one is, it's just not going to come up.
Right. What would be the?
I like that botulism is included in the poisons. I just noticed that.
With botulism?
It's bacteria. If you're familiar with Botox, that is botulism toxin, which initially came under a lot of controversy, because holy shit, that's like the modified version
We're
of
injecting
deadly...
a nerve toxin into your forehead.
Yeah. It removes wrinkles because it paralyzes your muscles. That's why there's the constant joke that people with the people that use Botox have only one facial expression. Actually, I don't even know if that's a joke. I think that might be real.
I honestly have no idea you'd resist things like bluff or lie in this game. I don't think this is a game that's made, although perhaps the issue is I don't think this is a game where you're meant, where that's meant to have like any kind of player versus player situation. Like,
yeah,
you shouldn't be resisting social
skills against another player.
Right, but that's, resist is more to some kind of psychological attack. It's not just like, I don't even, like, that's
weird. I mean,
weird.
They say versus physical or mental coercion. I'd say if somebody's trying to make you do a thing, you roll resist.
I suppose.
For the most part, it's not really going to affect players, because NPCs don't really, like, you know, use, like, persuade.
Yeah.
Does tactics apply to office room tactics?
No.
Alright.
It does not. You are well versed in the arts of war and know how to use terrain, manpower, and equipment to coordinate attacks, prepare and avoid ambushes, and gain the upper hand in battles.
Can I make a write-in skill called corporate tactics?
You're a human resources manager.
Human resources. You're not in charge
sales,
of corporate
sales,
tactics.
Fair
enough. Well...
Your job is enforcing the dress code and telling people to be nice to each other.
You could put points in psychology if you want to put points into something.
I already do have, like, 3 points in shrink.
You should be a shrink, not an army of resources.
Also, it's corporate not called, shrink. It's not, the skill isn't actually called shrink. I don't remember what it's called, but I put shrink because it means the same thing and it fit in the square.
What is... under what?
Mind.
Under empathy.
I also have a psych 3 under command.
You didn't put shrink under.
Oh no, wait! I put shrink under mind. That's what it is. Because there's also I put psych there originally, and then I found out. Oh no, there's also also psych under command.
Oh yeah, because it's psychiatry is under mind, and psychology is under something, and psychology is under command. Yes, we have a game that makes the important distinction between psychiatry and psychology.
I guess, you know, if you're going to make a distinction, it's better than Rifts, which has climbing and rappelling as separate skills. There is a separate skill to climb up and climb down.
So you can basically be a cat? You can get stuck at the top
of
the tree?
Look at the wording on psychiatry and psychology, and try and tell me those aren't just the same skill.
They might just be different things, but it's the way you do them. So if
yeah,
you
one is professional knowledge.
Understanding and correcting problems with human behavior. The art of understanding and manipulating human behavior to cure mental illness.
Right, but one of them is it depends on what you use more. Like a therapy professional would use mind like psychology, and you know a field commander or somebody who is just makes people work by way of pure will would use the other one. It's not implied that you're going to have both.
Right. They probably should be switched, because the main difference is a psychiatrist is a medical doctor who can prescribe prescriptions and other things.
Yeah.
A psychologist is a therapist, or someone with an academic degree, essentially.
A licensed accredited therapist.
So I should probably, if I have points in both, I should probably tossle them into one.
Yeah.
You should not be a psychiatrist. You should not be that.
Well, there's no good, like, empathy, like, being able to read people skills. So I think that's where also psychiatry is under command.
Also, computer hardware and electronics are two different skills. Explain to me that. How would computer hardware not just fall under electronics?
Because then, I can tell you if you want to be realistic, computer hardware should have several subcategories.
I suppose, but
I took 4 years of computer engineering, and the thing I learned is that, fuck, computers are complicated.
in any event, I put points into command plus psychology.
Okay.
Because she's used to dealing with children, mm-hmm. or one child in particular. So when someone acts like a child, she's got this shit handled.
All right, this is close enough to 50, I think. I mean, 60.
You mean?
Yeah.
Have you finished up your character, Kevin?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, his is not Jojo. I don't even know how the fuck to pronounce that last name.
Hotling.
It sounds wrong, but so does Hotaling. Like, there's no way to pronounce that. That sounds like it's how it should be pronounced. So yeah, we'll go with Hotling. You're Jojo Hotwing. Ace fighter pilot.
Ah, Jojo Hotwing, one of the lesser known protagonists from Jojo's Bizarre Adventure.
He could eat the spiciest of foods. Oh. Yeah, I think after this playtest, we're going to prune the skill tree down a bit.
Yeah, probably.
Because, God, there's so many... I pruned it down a bit. Like, mine should take up about 5 rows on this fucking table, I think. Because they have, so many just specific knowledge skills. And I just... That's why I just put knowledge in 5 times. If you know something, just write it in.
I just realized something. You know what his stand would be? Her stand would be?
What?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Stand?
Yeah,
I'll be back in a minute.
Kevin, he's not going to deal with your shit, Charlie.
Okay, so let's see. I have... That's my notes. I have Baldrick Homer McLean. Spencer Gray, I think that's Kevin. Jojo yeah. Hotling. And Faye Irwin. So if everybody's got all their stuff, if everybody's got all their points spent, I guess we can kick this shit off. Get straight into the madness. The dripping yellow madness. No, Homestar, I'm strong sad. Dripping yellow madness moved away in the 3rd grade.
What?
Just a Homestar Runner reference.
You
know, I found out what happened to those guys.
Okay. What happened to them?
One of them now works for Pixar, and the other one had a child.
Oh.
And,
well, okay then.
And so, Homestar Runner ended with as much fanfare as it started with.
Yeah.
It was this really weird thing, because it had no advertising. It just, people watched it and were like, dude, you need to see this.
Yeah, it was pretty much entirely by word of mouth.
And then, with no announcement, they just stopped updating it. One of the things that I like is that there's 4 madness tables, and one of them is, like, just you realizing that you are going crazy.
Yeah. Oh, it's
which one is that?
I love the sanity mechanic for this game. Like I want it always.
Basically, the self table is like you realize you're becoming a horrible person. I think, like,
well, it's like when you do awful things, you roll that.
When you, yeah, like, I mean, I think, like, part, like, one is like lying to a friend, and then like four is like, I think, cheating someone out of money, and then I believe nine is sociopath.
Mm-hmm. Like when you hit 10 ranks of it, like you're a sociopath.
Yeah.
Period. Like it's you can't recognize that people have feelings. Or you don't care anymore.
Also, I guess height 9 is supposed to be the highest height in this game, because if you stare, it says that if you, like, stare directly into one of the elder gods, that's a height 9 unnatural check. Like, if you just open your window and you just, like, see Azathoth, that's height 9.
Yeah, well, I guess the thing is like, basically height 10
I think
always...
if you open your window and see Azathoth, the world's already ended, isn't it?
It's gonna be that way in a second. He kind of just keeps on growing.
But isn't Azathoth the dreamer? Isn't he dreaming our world? And when he wakes up, the dream ends.
Yeah, that's what's been roughly alluded to in Lovecraft stuff. They speak of a dreamer, and they say if the dreamer awakes, there shall be no gods anymore.
Yeah, but to be fair, just bringing him somewhere won't wake him up. He'll just start.
That fucker sleeps through anything.
I mean, there are gods that come around him to make sure he does not wake up.
Yeah, no.
Like, that's the rules in the COC game. He comes and he brings his buddies, and he proceeds to keep on growing until, until he's unsummoned. Indefinitely, until he's absorbed the entire solar system. He does not exist, he's not supposed to exist in normal space.
Yeah. In that vein, that also reminds me, I liked the, in the Heroes of New Arcadia, there was one thing where the players managed to strike a deal with, like, an actual demigod. But the thing that Ross said is that if they actually called the demigod to do anything for them, his very presence in the solar system would throw the planets out of alignment and kill billions of people. So I like that he gave them the god gun and said if you pull this trigger, millions will die, but you will succeed at whatever.
Huh. That's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Also, I think we're all here, buddy.
All right. Yeah. Let me just stop this recording and start a new recording.